So I've noticed you tend to be a little afraid to speak the language, especially around other people who speak both languages. And maybe you're afraid that somebody's going to correct you, which is actually a good thing. So you have to be able to let yourself speak it in front of other people who can make those corrections for you. So the next time you say those things, you'll say them correctly or maybe a little better.
And that's exactly what it is. I am much more comfortable to speak Spanish to an only Spanish speaker than I am to somebody that speaks both languages. Maybe because I am afraid of that person correcting me or teasing me about the mistakes that I make. So.
It's also great that you're going down there not only for vacation, but you are actually going to be enrolled in school because it's always good to practice the language, but it's great to be able to also sit in a classroom setting and learn all the grammar and make sure that you are also reading and writing it and you understand it that way also. It's really important.
And I'll be living with a family, so I'll get a lot of practice at the house also.
Yeah, that'll definitely help you out. And I'm sure that, after you come back, maybe you'll feel a little more comfortable since you were in a different country where that's basically all you were speaking.
That's very true. But I've always noticed my favorite people to practice with are little kids. Their Spanish, or in any language, is so simple that it's fun to talk to them. Just like with English, when you're learning English, a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, you can talk to them and they don't notice your mistakes, but they'll understand exactly what you're saying. So.
Well, you can always come over practice with my little cousins or my little nephews and nieces.
Thanks.